Playhouse Y94 in the middle of speed therapy during this Flush the Format Friday. Three cases today as we enter case two of three. And Emily, if you can, as quick as you can, because it's speed therapy. Pew, pew, pew. That's my fast sound. Pew, pew. Rip through the situation. Set it up for us, please.
Yeah, well, I sort of have a really weird situation. So a friend of mine is getting married soon. And her partner, her fiance, he comes from a family with more traditional values. And his parents have very strong opinions about visible tattoos.
Okay.
Yeah. I was like, okay, when I heard about that. So my friend doesn't want any tension on their special day. And I get it, it's their wedding day. But they ask all wedding guests to dress modestly, including covering up visible tattoos.
So not even just like the wedding party. This is people who are just invited, attending their day. They want everyone covering their tattoos?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not even, I mean, I'm not in the wedding party. I'm just like a friend of hers from college. And no, they're asking everyone to dress a certain way and to cover up tattoos. And they're providing, they're offering to provide temporary tattoo covers for people who might need them.
Okay, yeah, so are you like, do you not want to cover your tattoo then? Or are you just wondering if this is weird?
Both. Okay. I think it's kind of weird. But also, I don't really want to. I mean, I have a tasteful tattoo on my shoulder, and it's not big. It's kind of small, and it's a butterfly. It's not offensive. It's not crude or vulgar or rude or anything like that. It's just like a tattoo of a butterfly. And I don't want to. I think, you know, when it comes down to it, I don't want to have to change how I dress based on his parents. Like, I don't know them. And it seems like a strange request. And now she's saying, I told her, you know, I don't feel really comfortable doing that. I don't want to do that. And she says that I either have to or I can't come to the wedding.
Oh, God.
And yeah, it's getting very weird. It's like a weird standoff. And so, like, I don't know what to do. I don't think this should be something that ruins a relationship. But why should her in-laws, not my in-laws, her in-laws, tell me how to dress or tell anyone there how to dress?
So I love that the theory is that you'd be up there and they'd be like, look at that nasty woman. I can't believe she's one of the bridesmaids.
She's not even in the wedding.
Oh, you're not even in the wedding.
Just a guess.
Oh, that's even weirder.
Yeah.
Oh, you did say it was everybody.
It'd be one thing if I was a bridesmaid, maybe. I don't know. Even then, it's a little like, but
so all guests of the wedding are required to cover their tattoos?
Yeah.
That's so flipping weird. So, I guess you're not going to the wedding. Would you not go over this?
I would really like to go. We were very close at one point, but I'm very uncomfortable with having strangers who I don't know at a wedding that I was invited to tell me, oh, you need to cover up your butterfly tattoo. What? It's a tattoo. It's not causing anyone harm. I don't get how that hurts anyone.
I can't imagine actually just like picking out certain people and being like, hey, by the way, my in-laws are blah, 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 blah. I need you to dress a certain way or cover up a certain thing about yourself. Or like, I mean, you just shouldn't have invited me then, if that's really how you feel about it.
I would just not go to that wedding. Not only is she asking you to cover up your tattoos, that's not okay. She wants you to dress modestly. This wedding is going to be boring. She's already making dress code rules. And I get it. It's her wedding. It's her day. She can do that if she wants to. Are people going to come? I don't know. I guarantee there's probably not an open bar.
Hey, and you know what? How you can make like a not issue of it, that would suck if there's not an open bar. You just say, okay, yep, great, sounds good. Dress code, acknowledge. You wait a couple of weeks, be like, oh my gosh, this came up for work. I can't get out of it or something, 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 and just not go. You don't even have to say that's why you're not going.
Someone did say don't go, and you tell her exactly why. And someone else is pointing out it's very extreme. One of my bridesmaids had a huge moth tattoo on her chest, and I asked for her to have a bridesmaid's dress that covered up her chest. The rest of her tattoos and the other bridesmaid's tattoos were out, but that one did get covered.
All right, so, I mean, it's not necessarily that unusual for people to ask. It's weird, though, like, everybody in the... Like, it would almost make sense to me, kind of, if he were a bridesmaid, maybe. But the fact that you're just guests, that's odd.
To make the parents happy, what do they not look at other people when they're out in public? I don't like the fact that she is trying to please these in-laws so much, but don't go. This party, this wedding, it's not going
to
be fun.
I mean, honestly, if what you're looking for is people to say it makes sense to not go, we're getting a lot of that.
Yeah.
Like, more of it popping in. More yeah. people saying just don't go.
And tell her exactly why.
So I think you're good. One more in Speed Therapy. Playhouse family member Lindsay, a little frustrated with a guy that she saw him a while ago, and now they're dating again. And something he wants to do is really done gone and ticked her off. That after Where My Girl's At, 702-Y94.